Last weekend, 43-year-old Victor Espinosa became just the 12th jockey to ever win the Triple Crown. There are an estimated 2,000 jockeys racing in the U.S. at a time when the industry is shrinking, so Espinosa and other high-profile jockeys are part of an elite few. Only a Games Ann Marshall spent time with a young jockey just starting out, and what she found was a difficult world offering prohibitive odds for success.
It's Kentucky Derby Day at Churchill Downs, and I'm 100 miles north of the spotlight to meet 23-year-old Richard Oliver. He's on the backside of Belterra Park Racetrack in Cincinnati.
It could be a very busy morning or it could be a very quiet morning. It depends who's got what going on.
Richard's looking for a trainer who may need him to work out a horse. His dark red cowboy boots hustle quickly through a maze of 33 barns.
Hey, is Joe needing a hand this morning at all with anything?
No, we're all good. Yeah, I have two guys on staff, so we're pretty covered with riders.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right.
I just checked by.
Hey, good to see you. Take care.
Richard moved to the U.S. in January. The native of England wants to be a great American jockey. How do you do that? Ride the best horses and win. So every day he arrives at area tracks around 6 in the morning to work out horses. Richard hopes the horse trainers will decide he's a good fit and mount him in afternoon and evening races.
It's networking, it's speaking to people and showing your face that you're here to work. And unfortunately, to kind of reap the rewards, you have to work for free a lot.
Richard says he grew up a chubby farm kid. He always loved horses, but at 15 years old, the jockey dream hit him. He lost 60 pounds in 3 months. His parents feared he had an eating disorder. At 16, Richard left home to pursue jockey school and work as a stable boy. Like most jockeys, he now appears delicate. 5'6", about 110 pounds, 2% body fat. With his boyish face and big blue eyes, he could pass for a teenager. But he carries himself like a professional. He clutches a whip and wears a black riding helmet. Richard spots a slightly hunched trainer with gray stubble.
You wanted to get those two fillies out this morning?
Yeah.
Richard's new to the game, so he can't be too choosy about which horses he mounts. He and the veteran trainer talk about the races the day before.
I ran third and fourth yesterday.
Well, you got to remember, this is cheap track, and it's got cheap horses. And this is what you run. The horse I run, he's kind of a cripple, but he runs sound, he trains sound.
Yeah.
I keep the soreness out of him, and he runs.
It's harsh to call the newly renovated Belterra Park cheap, but well-known trainers with top horses don't come here. Purses are small. Richard's third and fourth place finishes the day before earned him about $250 total. After paying his agent, the person who helps him with his race equipment and other costs, he pocketed about $185. The days he doesn't place in the top four, he earns only a mount fee, $55 to $100, depending on the track. Sometimes he goes home with $0.
Some days I get mad because I'd be riding nothing. It's not through my fault I'm not working. Maybe isn't the horses running that I usually ride or whatever. Like, it's a pain.
Still, Richard moved to America because there's more opportunity here. It's not uncommon to hear of famous Latin American riders who came from nothing. Take Victor Espinosa, the jockey who rode American Pharoah to Triple Crown victory. He's one of 12 children who long ago worked as a bus driver in his native Mexico. Richard now needs to rack up wins. Today he'll mount a 10-year-old thoroughbred named Borden Brave, a horse going off at 8-to-1 odds.
They're off.
The race is 6 furlongs or 3/4 of a mile. Borden Brave struggles at the back of the pack and stays there. Richard crosses the finish dead last. Dirt cakes his face, white nylon pants, and lime green silks. He walks past me without saying a word and disappears into the jockey's locker room. I meet Richard and his wife, Clementine, in their small basement apartment not far from Belterra Park. 32-year-old Clementine is making her husband some black tea. The couple lives with their dog and two fish. Kids, maybe someday. Right now, finances are too unstable. Clementine works part-time as a track photographer, so she often watches Richard race. That's good and bad. She was there when he fell off a horse. Richard's nose broke, curving left like the letter J.
He doesn't realize how much I worry about him.
but but it's hard. I worry a lot. I have to kind of just let it just go over me, or else I'd just be a nervous wreck.
Richard's lost a patch of hair the size of a tennis ball on the back of his head due to poor diet and stress. He smokes to help curb hunger. Clementine listens as Richard recites his weight loss routine in the days before races.
Tomorrow's the day before racing, so I'll be losing weight all tomorrow and all Friday morning, possibly tonight, through sweating and taking laxatives and exercise and various other things. You know, there's a combination of stuff that I've found works for me. Some people don't eat, some people starve, some people sweat, some people there's something called flipping, which is essentially bulimia.
Some riders crumble under the pressure to stay light. The most severe mental stress often comes after a fall that leads to serious injury. But none of this will deter Richard. His wife and fellow jockeys tell me he's too stubborn and absolutely loves the rush. Back at Belterra Park, Richard smokes as he waits to race. It's a sunny May afternoon, blue skies and a big crowd.
It's horrible in the winter when you're riding and there's like five people stood in the grandstand. Like one of them's like some old guy who stands there and abuses you all the time.
In the weeks since Richard's last place finish, things have improved. He's won 7 races and placed top 4 dozens of times. Trainers are taking notice. He's a good finisher, one trainer tells me. I see that when he mounts a filly named Cassie. I stand near Cassie's assistant trainer, who's pressed against the rail watching the 3/4-mile race. In the 9-horse field, Cassie's got 12-1 odds.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, Cassie. She's getting tired. Come on, come on, come on, Richard. Fire, Richard. Come on, come on, come on.
The pack charges past the turn at 35 to 40 miles per hour. Cassie starts to fade, but Richard pushes her to surge on the outside. He finishes 3rd and hops off the horse, smiling.
She ran a lot better, that filly.
Richard doesn't mind the 3rd-place finish or all the hard work. He will do what it takes to become a great American jockey.
It's one of them things, it's like, well, why do you do that? And it's because, like, I don't know, but I couldn't not do it. I have no idea what I'd do if I could ride horses.
For Only a Game, I'm Ann Marshall.